So we will talk more about this in our time together, but what are some treatment suggestions for individuals with vocal hypofunction? Well, the first thing, as I always talk about, is we want to have patient education. That's what's critical. You want to focus on elimination of abuses. So you want to help them get rid of, you know, smoking, dehydration, which we'll talk about in a second, anything in the environment that could be aggravating them. Could be GERD, could be allergies. They could be using a hyperfunctional voice to try to produce, or lots of tension in producing. So you want to get rid of these types of vocal misuses. You also want to increase hydration. And there's several ways to do that. One, you could use steaming. And again, we'll talk about this when we get together. But Kitty Bertolini is suggesting that you boil some water on the stove, and it's you want to then kind of like with a facial or whatever to get it. You don't want to burn your face, but you want to get your face up into the steam. Want to put a towel around it to like a neti pot or something, if you're familiar with that in allergies, to get the steam going straight into the system. She feels like that's a better thing to do than room humidification, although many ENTs are encouraging their patients, and I have done it as well, to purchase a cool mist humidifier. What Kitty was suggesting was a warm mist. I'm afraid with the warm ones is that they might get burned. Children in the home might get burned, or even the elderly could kick it and get burned. But there are concerns with room humidifiers in terms of bacteria growing in them and things, so you want to make sure that they're cleaned and things. But that can put more moisture into the air, because your homes are usually very dry. If you run heating or air, it's still going to dry out your room. So you want to increase the humidification. So either steaming or room humidification. And then their diet. You want to reduce caffeine, smoking, alcohol intake, and things like that, so that they keep more fluid. So get them to drink more water. Another treatment suggestion would be respiratory focus and a frontal focus. You want them to focus more on respiration. Get, you know, a good posture, deeper breath, deeper breathing, because they're going to lose a lot of air, so they need to take more air in. And you want them to shift the tone focus up into the mask area so that they're not getting as much tension in the laryngopharynx area. Vocal function exercises, as we reviewed in our time together. These are great for strengthening, okay? We want to, you know, we got muscles that are atrophying due to disuse, so we want to get them moving in exercises. So vocal function exercises are going to be great helps to these individuals. Relaxation during phonation, okay? Remember, they're working harder, so you want them to be more relaxed while they're phonating. When you shift the tone focus, that will help. Deeper breaths will help. But watch, make sure that there's not too much tension. Negative practice, I just want to mention it here, is getting them to use the old voice and then use their new voice so that they know, so that you know that they know what they're doing to change the voice. So it's a very important aspect of working on these things. So hypofunction, these are just a couple of suggestions, and we'll talk about more. But all of these things are designed to improve the voice. Now, there does come a time sometimes with individuals with severe hypofunction where you might have to get an amplifier for them to wear, and there's plenty of those to buy, and it will help. You know, they can wear a little amplifier in their pocket with a microphone that they clip onto their shirt, and that will, you know, it's like a portable microphone, which will make their voice louder. So you want to think about that too. But these are all treatment suggestions to improve hypofunction with the goal of producing a louder voice with much less effort.